Like, what type of improvements could you see in Jake from his second stint of extended duty?
You know, he's obviously going out against Carolina, I'm sure it was a bit of a surprise for him, especially halfway into the first quarter, second quarter, whatever it was in that first half. But, you know, he's getting more confident with the defense, and obviously that's going to come, much like myself, by being thrown into the fire. And, you know, especially this last week, a lot of communication, a lot of moving parts. But he did a great job. Obviously, was around the ball multiple times. And, you know, it's what we expect from, you know, the guys in the middle is to, you know, get everybody lined up, make sure we're all on the same page and at the same time make plays after doing that. So he did a great job, and hopefully he can continue his progress that he's made thus far.
Clay, without Romo and a couple other pieces to the offensive puzzle, are the Cowboys a much different offensive team than you faced in the playoffs last year?
You know, they're a very talented team. I mean, you look at some of the statistics that their team possesses, especially on offense, or it plays in their favor. But they're dealing with a situation where they've lost their starting quarterback, and you know, they've had to adapt. So, I mean, obviously that's the biggest difference from you know, what we saw last year to this year. But you know, with Castleback there, they're obviously gonna, you know, still try and, you know, run the same type of offense they've had in years prior. But you know, as when we lost Aaron, I mean, it takes some, you know, some figuring out as far as what you want to excel at and, you know, protecting certain aspects of the game. So, you know, but at the same time, I mean, you know, we're not going into this game thinking, you know, their quarterback's down and we can let up. This is, you know, last quarter of the season. This is when we need to be playing our best ball. And hopefully that win last week can, you know, hopefully galvanize this team and propel us into some more victories.
In the time you've been here, you mentioned the last quarter of the season. You guys, it's like something happens and you guys start playing your best ball. In your mind, any particular reason for that?
You know, I think hopefully, you know, the reason for that is, you know, you got a bunch of kind of senior leaders who understand, you know, what it takes to, you know, win a Super Bowl. Obviously, haven't done it in 2010, but being years removed, you know, you need to be playing your best ball and carry that momentum into the playoffs. So, you know, we gave up a few. We made the road that much more difficult for us moving forward, but we have, you know, the opportunities in front of us to really, you know, get some big wins and at the same time set us up nicely for the postseason. But, you know, it starts this weekend, and hopefully we can come away with another victory.
Wes is afraid to ask a repeat question. He just got here. I wanted to ask you about something else about Ryan.
About who?
Jake Ryan.
Yeah, sure.
Does it take a while to get kind of, I know it's not like the offensive line, but two guys to get kind of a connection there when you guys are working together and off each other?
Well, I wouldn't say it takes a... you know, the only connection is that we both know what we're doing out there. So obviously, you know, with a young rookie coming in, there's a learning curve. And, you know, I'm, you know, not much more veteran than he is, you know, with only having a few more games than he has. But, you know, I felt for the most part we were out there, you know, understanding what we, you know, where the D-line needed to line up, make the right calls, open, close, strength, all that goes into, you know, kind of being the middle linebacker of the defense. And, you know, I think you saw from his production that he did a, you know, fantastic job in his first true outing as that middle linebacker. So hopefully he can continue to prove upon that. I know from just my experience in general with football, the more you get in there, the more comfortable you are, and hopefully that's the case. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, obviously I'm sure he'll be the first to admit that there's areas that need to improve, much, you know, much with myself, but at the same time, they put him in there for a reason.
Entering this third phase of the season, as Mike calls it, right here.
Fourth phase.
I thought it was three.
Nah, four. Four quarters. We're not playing hockey here.
What's your state of the team right now? How do you view yourself entering the final stretch?
Well, I mean, you know, we obviously didn't make the road easy for us with these last, you know, past several weeks with some of the losses that we've had. But everything we want is in front of us, and we got a big test this weekend against, you know, a team that's obviously without their starting quarterback, but still talented in a number of different areas. So we really got to focus on this week. But Larry, you know, I mentioned we've done a good job of playing some of our best ball towards the end of the year, and it needs to be no different this year because we've got a great opportunity in front of us with some of these teams we play who you know, might have playoff implications.
Clay, you guys are top 10 scoring defense. I think you're sixth right now. This time of year when teams get on a roll, it's because their defense is playing at that championship level, if you will. Confident you're there right now? Are you close? Where do you think you are in that?
I mean, we're confident in the defense in which we're playing. You know, obviously, I mean, you even go back to last week, you know, we had miscommunication between the call that was on the field on one of the touchdowns. I mean, Calvin made a great catch on one of them, and then we had the big run in which there was some miscommunication between linebackers and the safety. But, I mean, overall, I mean, I know you can't take away big plays, but, you know, you have to be happy with where the defense is at and kind of keeping us in these close ball games. But we're going to have a good test, you know, coming up here within these next couple of weeks, especially this week. So that'll be the ultimate, you know, indicator of where we're at. But we're happy with, you know, what we've been able to accomplish thus far. And we just got to keep buckling down and, you know, limiting them points. We always talk about giving the ball back to our offense, and it was no more evident than last week on that last possession.
Clay Witt's not the fastest, you know, the biggest, but he's catching 1,000 balls in his career. I mean, what is it about him that makes him so
You know, he does a great job of obviously getting open. He's a good body control. He knows how to lean into defenders, get them to open their hips. He's just, you know, a very good possession receiver. And that's not to take anything away from him. I wouldn't say that's not a compliment, but he's the type of guy who, you know, will hook up across the middle and have those, you know, those catches where at the end of the day is, you know, shoot 60, 80 yards and just, you know, 7 to 10 catches. So, you know, he's just one of those guys who, you know, was obviously a comfort for not only Romo, but now Castle, in which, you know, he knows he's going to be open. You know, he's going to make those catches. And, you know, there'll be times where we have, you know, players on him, keeping an eye on him. But at the same time, they got a number of other weapons, too. So they can make plays in the passing game, that's for sure.